Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a whole end without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, that like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new
station. All right, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we've got an action-packed episode. New to NFTs, Web3, blockchain, I'd highly suggest you start at episode 1, where I explain NFTs to my mom. Work your way all the way through the catalog. I'm confident either I or one of the guests we've had on will teach you something 100%. If you're not new here, welcome back, baby. Alrighty, so this episode, again, just exciting shit going on. So this is these episodes. No agenda. I'm looking at my post-it note. We've got bullet points going. I'm ready to run and gun, baby. So again, no agenda. Just shit left and right. F this. Fuck these people. They're not doing it right. These people are sick. Right. So it's just a mixture of my. It's just a brain scrambler. That's what we can call it. So that's what this episode is. Again, no real agenda. Just going through the shit and just like, oh shit, that's exciting because of X, Y, and Z, or hey, these people are kind of stupid because of X, Y, and Z, right? So that's just kind of how it works. Never really bashing anybody. I think all this shit's still super early and people are just trying to work their way through it. So I'm never really like talking shit on anybody. but I've, let me see, I'm trying to think. Have I ever really fucking cooked anybody on this podcast? I don't think I've really cooked anybody yet. I think OpenSea kind of deserves a little bit of cooking, right? But we'll give them a break. But already, let's go ahead and get straight into it. So MLS headline reads, MLS continues fan engagement drive with renewed focus on NFTs. Major League Soccer is stepping up its presence in the non-fungible token space by establishing a new division focused on developing, marketing, and managing a centralized NFT marketplace for the league. So this is something I've talked about. MLS, they've been doing a lot of things, right? We've had Cristiano Ronaldo do a bunch of things with NFTs. Again, people were shitting on him doing it. He was providing real utility, doing it the actual right way. So that I thought was super sick. But again, you know, the normie off the street, your average Joe Schmo, right? They're going to look at NFTs and they hate NFTs. They hate crypto. They hate all this shit. So it's immediately a negative, right? These are trigger words for your normie, right? So we've always got to keep these things in mind. We have to keep this in mind. But this is just fucking sick. I've said plenty of times before that I think a lot of big companies, a lot of big brands, a lot of times they look into the NFT space and they want to grab the entire pie. So what I mean by that is they want to launch an NFT marketplace, or they want to be the one, right? Like they want the entire pie, right? And I mean, I guess sure, right? But I think it's one of those things like we're just going to keep on seeing a lot of brands try to be the NFT marketplace, right? Instead of just providing good ass utility to their fan base and just execute on whatever they're trying to do, right? So I think that's kind of somewhere that it's just something that I think about a lot. And we're going to continue to see that. Again, I think it was like when I was talking about LimeWire NFT marketplace, right? LimeWire was a big brand back in the day. I'm pretty sure a lot of people know LimeWire. But they came in and they were like, all right, we're launching an NFT marketplace. Like there's been so many companies that they just come in and they're just like, all right, NFT marketplace. Like we want to be right. We want to be the whole thing. So I think we're going to continue to see that. But I think just hearing this news about MLS, like it's just, I'm just going to make my bullish case right here. And actually one thing I was actually thinking about that today, every time I say bullish now, the word is so normal, but initially when I said bullish for the first time, I was completely making fun of the word because the word, everybody was just using the word bullish, fucking bullish on this, bullish on everything. So now, like I've literally used the word so much that it's just a normal word to me. So when I say it, yes, I'm actually being serious, bullish. However, the word still is completely stupid and it's just a dumb word. Like, I don't know. It's just funny. So anyway, I really am still, and I've probably said this every single episode probably, but I cannot be any more bullish on NFTs. Like, holy shit, I cannot. After I see this shit. So, okay, cool. You know, hold on. Maybe I shouldn't have made that point yet. Let me keep going, right? So So that was just MLS, right? Major League Soccer. Obviously, soccer is, I've talked about before, one of those sports where it's global, right? So next up, Eric Church, he's a country singer, launches NFTs, including brick deeds for his bar. Musician Eric Church is opening a new bar in Nashville called Chiefs, and he's building it with NFTs. Well, sort of. I'm reading this article, and that's just how my brain reads articles, so I'm sorry. He has worked with Web3 startup Single to give away more than 100,000 digital collectibles to his superfans, and each includes a personalized brick deed to the new venue. It all ties into the artist's Church Choir fan club on Shopify, with Single handling digital collectible minting, custodial wallets, distributing collectibles to fan accounts, and unlocking gated content and merch as part of the connection with the e-commerce platform. Single said that Church will regularly be launching new NFTs that unlock additional experiences for members in the months ahead too. Single says it has now worked with more than 5,000 artists and labels since being founded in 2016. Alongside collectibles, it also has worked on live streams and digital album sales. So, I don't know who Eric, I've heard of Eric Church. He's a country singer. Can't sit here and say I'm an Eric Church fan at all. I really don't know any of his music like that. However, that is fucking, that's, whoever is behind Eric Church, right, whoever's his team, that's exactly how you fucking do it. That's how you execute. You execute with utility. What are we talking about? that's fucking insane. It's just insane. So again, the people that are going to, especially for big brands, and then maybe even if it's not a big brand, maybe you're a smaller influencer or whatever, the people that are going to purchase your NFTs, again, you're always going to have those buyers that are trying to make a flip, trying to make some profit, trying to make a quick cash grab, right? Those people, cool, cool, whatever. But then you're also going to have those people that just fucking, dude, they fucking love you. They fucking love you. They love your business, maybe your brand, your idea, just whatever it is, right? They're like your super fans, right? So these are the people that are going to buy your NFTs. And so when I think about something like this, it's just crazy. That's nuts. This country artist is just, he's having a physical location that, again, you purchase the NFT and you get X, Y, and Z, or come out to this night, or, get this digital collectible or whatever he decides to add. Best part about all this shit is that in 15 to 20 years, he can keep adding shit to the original digital collectible, right? So, hey, Eric Church could come out in 30 fucking years and he's released 5 NFT projects or 20 NFT projects, but he says, hey, if you collected, you were a day one on that first one, come meet me out here at this venue in whatever, in the summer, and come check out and hang out. But it's only if you bought that first NFT. Or hey, if you were part of the second round of NFTs the second round of NFT collections that I put out, and you happen to buy one, you're able to come visit this show and you're able to be a part of this exclusive experience or whatever. Dude, I can keep on going for hours, but that's how that shit works, right? You can keep on adding value to your holders. Of course, we've seen artists, again, especially this is interesting to me, because I've seen a lot of music artists just do it completely wrong, right? They put out, first of all, the artwork is complete bullshit. There's no meaning. There's no utility. It's clearly a fucking cash grab, which is very sad. It's sad because it's like, dude, y'all can do it right and knock it out the fucking park. So this is that's one of those things. When I think about marketing in general, right? Let's just kind of go off topic here. When I think about just marketing in general, you've got the guys that can reach customers, right? That's obviously a good skill to have, being able to put your product in front of a lot of people, right? Maybe you make a good video on TikTok or Instagram. That shit will never change, right? As far as marketing, that shit will never change. Knowing where the customer is at right now, that's a skill set, right? I like how Gary Vee calls it day trading attention. I mean, that's literally exactly what it is. But, right, so that's one skill. That's a great skill to have for sure. But can you fucking keep the customer, right? Can you keep them engaged? Can you keep them loving your shit? Can you keep them loving your brand, wanting to keep on fucking with your brand, representing your brand, telling everybody about your brand? Like, that is a way different thing. That's why, to me, NFTs are it's a total fucking cheat code, because it's like, dude, through NFTs, you can have these super fans fucking love you, rep your shit, carry your brand to the top. Like, dude, they're your super fans, right? So that's why all this shit excites me. Like, when I think about, like, even like as a perfect example, like South by Southwest, right? So they're having that event here in the most beautiful city in the world, which is, of course, is Austin, Texas. So I'm sorry if I talk about Austin, Texas a lot, dude. I love Austin, Texas. I love Austin, Texas. Best fucking city in the world. it really is. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm sorry. It's just, if you haven't visited Austin, Texas, make your way down. A beautiful fucking city. And of course, hit me up if you're in town. But back to it. So that's why this shit blows my mind. Like, when I think about South by Southwest, like, what type of events do they have there, right? They have it every year. Every year they have South by Southwest. And I unfortunately didn't get to attend this year, a little late. But it's one of those things that it's going to be here next year. It's going to be here in the next 2 years, 5 years, right? So I believe it was like maybe like a year or two ago, they had like a whole Doodles activation, right? So Doodles is like another NFT project, super successful NFT project. And they've done crazy shit, right? Crazy digital collectible shit, in real life shit, right? Actual merch. So they've done crazy shit. But my point here is that there's people who come to these events and they're looking for the next new tech, right? What's the next new shit? They want to see the new shit, right? People go to that, I just talked about it, that car event. It's like a big car event. I think it's, I might be slaughtering. I think it's CES or some shit. But it's just all the new tech, right? So Mercedes-Benz was out there fucking promoting their new Mercedes-Benz that, again, I don't know if they actually implemented, but they're talking about having NFTs inside your Mercedes-Benz and you can scroll through and whatever the fuck. My point being that this shit is not ever going to stop down. Like, I mean, it's not ever going to slow down. This shit will not slow down. Like, nobody is stopping this shit. NFTs is the new way, or digital collectibles, right? You don't want to have them throw a fit over NFT. This is the new way to connect with your audience, like your again, the person that fucking loves you and your brand and what you represent. This is how you can connect with them. It's an extension, right? So traditional marketing, right? Like maybe through TikTok or whatever, like that shit's cool, right? And maybe someone sees your video and they follow you and that's it, right? But someone owning your digital asset, right? And then being able to showcase it to their friends or pulling up to an event because they own that actual NFT, or getting exclusive merch only that they can wear, right? That's something people care about, right? It's like a tribe thing, right? When I listen to podcasts, there's a bunch of podcasters I listen to. I've talked about them. Two Bears, One Cave, Real AF, Andy Frisella, Brian Casella's Supreme Being podcast, bunch of podcasts. Whenever they put out shit, I'm literally wearing my hat right now, my Andy Frisella hat, right? Real AF podcast, easily one of the best podcasts out there, 100%. Check it out, Real AF podcast. It's fucking real, and I like it. I love Andy. I love DJ. I like the people on that show. I like what they represent. All that shit. It's hilarious. Like, so when I got a chance to grab the hat that I'm wearing right now, again, it was an exclusive hat, dude. They sold out in like under a minute. Like, their entire website sold out in under a minute. Like, I set my reminder. I was like, I'm getting that fucking hat again. And I'm wearing it right now and I fucking love it. People ask me, oh, I like the hat. What is it? Blah, blah, blah. And I tell them, oh, it's this part of a podcast I listen to, blah, 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 whatever. Right. So it's the next shit. Like, it's the next shit. Like, there's no, like, again, Elon Musk could fucking stand right in front of me and I'd be like, Elon, I'm sorry to tell you, but NFTs are the next thing. which, that's no surprise to him, right? He understands blockchain and all this shit. So none of this shit is weird. None of this shit would be super crazy to Elon. But so going back to the Eric Church thing, like, just phenomenal job there. Phenomenal job for all artists, creators, brands. Like, you want to do it the right fucking way, right? You want to have real utility that actually touches the end consumer, right? That's what it is. And they're going to fuck with you for life, right? Like, it's just what it is, right? Unless you go and do some crazy shit, then, you know. So Now let's go ahead and roll over into the next headline. Coachella and OpenSea launch NFTs with music festival utility and keepsakes. Coachella, one of the world's largest music festivals, revealed a new partnership with OpenSea that will turn NFTs into real-life VIP experiences, exclusive merchandise, and digital collectibles. The popular music and arts festival Coachella announced a new collaboration with the NFT marketplace OpenSea to launch digital keepsakes that will have real-world utility at the event. On March 5th, the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival revealed that its 2024 edition of the festival will have three unique NFT collections serving as all access passes to some of the festival's most exclusive on-site experiences and merchandise. Coachella is one of the largest music festivals in the world, with upwards of 645,000 people attending. It is known for its diverse music acts featuring newcomers and superstars alike, along with many celebrity attendees. Over the years, the festival has become a major fixture in pop culture and the music industry and is highly sought after event for advertisers. This partnership with OpenSea is a move that brings both NFTs and the greater idea of Web3 utility and innovation into the mainstream for direct use. Sam Schnover, hopefully I'm not slaughtering that Sam, the innovation lead for Coachella, called the collaboration a new chapter in how the event can use NFTs to create customer user experiences both in real life and digitally. He said, "We're moving toward a future where Coachella isn't just an event you attend, but an experience you can own and shape based on the digital tokens in your possession." So, shout out to Cointelegraph for that article. That's, dude, like, what are we talking about? That's fucking Coachella, one of the biggest. I've never been. And I don't know if I would go, to be honest, now that I'm thinking about it. Like, I think, when I think about Coachella, I think about, like, I hope that came out right, but that's, like, fucking, like, club, like, fucking, like, you gotta pop fucking Molly, fucking, you gotta be doing every drug under the sun to attend Coachella. I'm sorry, Coachella, I'm not even trying to talk shit, but, like, every time I think of that fucking event, all I think about is just people just going crazy on drugs, just, like, loud music playing, fucking DJs, just, so anyway, so, again, I'm sorry, Coachella, I might go one day, especially if you're here in Austin, but that's crazy, right? Like, shout out to Coachella, that's just it, right? Real world utilities, yes, you can maybe grab a shirt or whatever, but you just don't know what type of utility on the back end will come with it, right? Coachella could offer for holders only a exclusive access to this fucking event or this, or, dude, fucking you name it, it could be whatever, right? At any point, they can keep on adding to that, and whenever the Coachella holder or whatever wants to sell, maybe they make a profit, maybe they don't, right? But still cool either way. So that was just insane to me, right? Coachella is just, they did it last year, I believe. I don't know. I think maybe it fucked up last year, I believe. I think something with the tech or some shit, which, again, it's still early, right? It's still early. Nobody's going to get it perfect. Like, nobody's going to get it perfect on the first try. They're still probably going to be fucking up for the next 5 to 10 years. You just never know, right? They're going to be perfecting it, getting it right. Just, you know, and that's just how that shit goes. So, next headline reads, Sony signs patent for super fungible tokens to gear up gaming. Sony, the creator of PlayStation, has unveiled a patent application introducing the concept of super fungible tokens for gaming. These play-to-earn tokens stored on a distributed ledger are poised to enable players to own unique in-game assets and transfer them between each other. In traditional gaming, players often invest in-game items, but cannot recoup their expenses when they lose interest in the game. However, with blockchain gaming, this dynamic changes. Sony's patent suggests a potential entry into this space, as it outlines a process for creating super fungible tokens by storing gaming asset metadata on a distributed ledger associated with the gaming application. While the patent does not specify whether Sony's blockchain would be public or private, it signals the company's interest in exploring NFTs within its games. Regardless of the blockchain chosen, Sony's potential adoption of NFTs could significantly advance blockchain technology within the gaming realm. So, Sony, a dominant force and entertainment with over 123 million active PlayStation fans has already skillfully integrated blockchain into its offerings. In December of 2021, Sony partnered with AMC Theaters to distribute NFTs to Spider-Man fans. The following year, it collaborated with Universal Music Group, bringing digital collectibles to the Snow Crash NFT marketplace, featuring music legends like Bob Dylan and Miles Davis. Expanding into the digital realm, Sony entered the metaverse in May 2022 to create a unified digital space where gaming, music, and film coverage enhancing social connections and shared experiences. But Sony's Web3 innovation continues beyond. In March 2023, it introduced a patent for cross-platform NFT trading, enabling a new level of digital ownership, interactive experiences, spotlighting other Web3 initiatives in between. So that is just another I just realized recently, when I read out loud, I am a shitty reader. Like, I was reading out loud to my girlfriend the other day, like some book, I don't even know. She's like, oh, can you read it to me out loud? And I was like, oh, sure. sure, I guess I will now. so I start reading, and she's like, can you read a little louder? And so I start reading louder. The louder I got, the more I kept fucking up. And I was like, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. So, sorry, I can't read to you anymore. so that's just one of those things. So I guess reading out loud, I'm fucking garbage. But anyway, all that to say, like, that's fucking insane. Like, right, they have Sony, PlayStation, right? I'm more of an Xbox guy. However, I came up on PS2, got bougie, went to Xbox One, and I just kind of chilled right now. Because I don't really play games that often. But when I do, it's always fun, of course. But This is just fucking insane. Like, just to, so again, this is Sony and PlayStation, but to think that Microsoft and Xbox won't be doing the exact same shit is ludicrous. Of course, Microsoft and literally all these fucking companies, like all these fucking companies have invested upwards of billions of dollars in, again, blockchain gaming, like just all these different sectors, all this different shit. So this shit is just, it's crazy to me, but it's my bullishness. Like, it just keeps on going up and up and up and up. Like, there's nothing yet that has made me say, like, nope, this is not going to be a thing. When the day comes, when there is something that I'm like, I don't see NFTs anymore. I don't see digital assets being a thing anymore. I promise I will come on here and say NFTs are fucking bullshit. Digital assets are fucking bullshit. It's not going to be a thing. I don't see it anymore. Blah, blah. It's just not the case. Like, it's literally the exact opposite. Every headline I read, all these things, like, it's just, it makes me more and more bullish. Again, the younger generation, I don't have to touch that topic anymore, but, you know, they set the standards. They're the ones that deem what's cool and what's not cool. It's not the 30, 40, 50-year-olds. We're not saying what's cool. It's the fucking 10-year-olds right now, right? In the future, they're going to be saying, oh, this is cool, Uncle Jared, or, hey, Grandpa Jared, this is what's in, or blah, 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 right? It's not us, right? We don't get to determine what's cool. We're old people. I'm 24 years old, but again, it's old compared to who is setting the standard for cool, which, again, is a 10, 15-year-old. So I'm like a dusty old grandpa to like a 10-year-old, right? The 15-year-old, I tell them I'm 24. They're like, you're fucking old. And I'm just like, okay, well, you know, it's just how it goes. But again, that's why I always talk to younger people and older people too, just to get their insights, get like what's top of mind right now, right? Because again, the younger generation, they know, they'll tell you, oh, hey, this is cool. Like, all the kids are doing this or whatever. And you're like, interesting. That's an insight, right? And then again, you ask older people, like, what do they think? Like, hey, what do you think about what's going on? And a lot of times they have the lifespan, right? They have the history to go back and say, hey, I actually watched all this shit happen. This is how it happened, right? At first, it's a new technology. People shit on it. People don't care about it. People dismiss it. Kind of, again, to me, that's what a lot of people are doing with NFTs and digital assets. But again, it is what it is. And again, an older person would say, yep, I've seen this a billion times. So it's interesting. Insights from younger and older and people your age are the best, right? Just talking to everybody. That's what I always fucking do. I always just talk to everybody, like literally fucking homeless guy on the street. Hey, I'm not asking a homeless guy on the street, what do you think about NFTs, right? Not at all. But like, you just never know like where the conversation leads to, where it goes, or what they're talking about, what's top of mind for them. Or again, it's always education. It's always good shit. But all these different things are, of course, just fascinating to me. And it's all just going to happen. And there's no one stopping it. Like, there's no one stopping it. Literally follow the money. I've said it since day one. Where's the money going? And that's it. That's all you got to know. But that is the end of today's episode. If you want to reach me on Instagram, do not do it. If you want to on Instagram, I deleted Instagram. And what's the other one? And TikTok, I'm done. Deleted Instagram and TikTok. Just, again, slowly chipping away at that screen time, trying to get it down. I don't know what's next. You never know. But, of course, it's always for my own good, my dome, right? Always got to get the mental clear, right? So follow me on Twitter at THEEJARROD. If you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down there. Email will be the best bet. And that is the end of today's episode from all around the world. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm forgetting one thing. When you send me an email, right, which I hope you do, you can just say what's up. I'll say what's up back. But let me know, like, what are you working on? What are you excited about? Like, what NFT projects do you see? Culturally, what do you see culturally? Digital assets or not, right? I don't care. Everything culturally. Music, cannabis, if you're here in the Austin, Texas area. All this shit. Like, what are you excited about? What projects are you working on? All that shit. Well, NFT projects, all that shit. I want to know every single thing. So please email me. Let me know. Let's hop on a FaceTime. I've done it multiple fucking times with people all around the world. Let's hop on a Zoom call, a fucking Skype, whatever you want to do. Let's hop on a Zoom call, whatever. There's no payment wall. I promise I'm not going to hit you with the, I'm not going to turn the iPad around on you, fucking make you do a little tip, a little 18%, right? there's no paywall. There's no shit like that. Again, I just like to connect, talk to people, and learn shit. I learn from you. You learn from me. It's the fucking secret sauce, baby. So, that is the end of today's episode from all around the world. I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Yeah, I'm a 90s baby. Lately, I've been going crazy. Yeah, people going crazy. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a whole in without a motherfucking major label.